Tony McNulty says the bus shouldn't be forgotten as a key form of public transport.
It's not perhaps the most elegant or attractive of schemes, and not right up there with light rail or heavy rail and those sorts of things, but buses play a crucial role for many of our communities, and the guided busway scheme between Cambridge and Huntingdon was a particularly innovative and imaginative scheme that we're more than happy to back to the tune of £65 million, that I think will make a huge difference to the people in those communities.
And Huntingdon and St Ives is £65 million better off today. Cambridgeshire County Council would have been happy with £50 million, but the government gave out an extra £15 million as part of a total package for public transport schemes across the country that amounted to £1.9 billion. We were talking to the local transport minister, Tony McNulty, earlier. Shona Johnston is the Conservative County Councillor and Cabinet Member for Environment and Transport in Cambridgeshire. Hello.
Good evening.
Presumably you're delighted today.
I'm very pleased. This is an excellent Christmas present for people in Cambridgeshire.
So there's no going back now?
I hope not, no. The Chum study was very clear that guided bus was the right solution for the Huntingdon to Cambridge area, and the government asked us to pursue that, to submit a full appraisal. We've done that. The government's now responded, given us the money. It's not a green light, but it is certainly a light to continue to pursue the scheme, to move forward to Transport and Works Act, the planning consent that's needed, and to public inquiry in 2004.
So we're still a little way to go yet before the scheme actually gets off the ground.
We have still got a long way to go, but this is a very major step forward. Having the funding in place, we have the Transport and Works Act application study virtually in place. We are just finishing off one or two finer little details before we go to Council in February to seek Council's approval. That will be submitted subject to Council approval in February, and then we can move forward. So this is very much a green light to go further, but it is not the green light finally to actually build the scheme yet. We still have some way to go.
Now, £65 million, will this cover the whole cost, or do you still have to find some money to meet the shortfall?
We submitted a bid to government for £74 million, and we have said consistently since then that we didn't expect that government would fund all of it. It would have been very nice if they had, but I believe it would have set a precedent across the country. But given the amount of development that is taking place on the northern fringe, the southern fringe of Cambridge, the new settlement at North Stow, we are confident that there's sufficient Section 106 funding, that's developer funding, to meet that shortfall.
Now, there is still opposition to this plan. I mean, you're very excited about it today, and things are moving forward. But some people still remain to be convinced. I mean, is there any scope for debate on this now? Because to me it seems like it's a bit of a steamroller that's just moving forward.
Well, to be honest, we have had the debate on many, many occasions previously, and every time rail has failed, every time somebody has proposed that rail should be the right solution, it has failed. If it hadn't failed, we'd have reopened the line in 1972, it would have been reopened in the 80s, it would have been reopened in the 90s. We had an extensive debate through the Chum study on what was the right answer, and every time rail has proved not to be the right solution. So yes, the time has come to say, okay, rail might have been a nice idea. If the railway line hadn't shut with Beeching in the 70s, then perhaps it would still have been running today. But we have got to move on. We have to move forward. And that is why I am pushing forward with the guided bus, because I believe it is the right solution for people in Cambridgeshire.
It is environmentally, though, going to take up quite a significant amount of space, which I think is what people are worried about.
It will take up no more space than is already there in the existing route of the railway line.
Because I believe there's going to have to be a couple of lanes for the buses, isn't there? So that they can run parallel.
There are two lanes for the buses to run parallel, but they'll be able to run quite closely together, and there'll be a bridle railway running alongside. And that will take up, for the very, very vast majority of the guideway, just the existing railway track. and no more.
That sounds surprising, I think, to people who live near it, because the existing railway track is obviously the width of the train, plus a bit.
Yes.
And the width of two buses, plus the concrete gullies that they run in, would be quite significantly larger.
No, it isn't. We've done our studies very carefully. We know exactly how much it's going to take up, and it will fit in to the route, the line of the existing track.
Now, the other big issue is persuading people to use it. How do you plan to do that?
Well, I think that we have a very good strategy in the past for persuading people to make that switch. I point to some of the bus services that we've promoted. We've seen massive increase in bus use in the county, which is against all the national trends. And we know that when we provide a quality service, and I will quote you Park and Ride, as I frequently do, but when we provide a quality service, people get out of their cars and onto the bus. And the new guided bus will be of equally high quality, if not higher, than that already provided at Park and Ride sites.
Shani Johnson, Conservative County Councillor and Cabinet Member for Environment and Transport, thank you for joining us this evening.